This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, joy. Happy Friday, everybody. It's our weekly holiday. This morning we're celebrating with breakfast from Cup and Saucer. I don't think we've ever been served breakfast before the show.
No, well, they were willing to come in at 5:30 a.m., so I was like, yeah, get your booties in here.
That's someone who actually cares about us.
These are people who care
we don't
us.
Have people that
care.
These are givers.
Raul,
Emily, Garrett, Cup and Saucer, San Jose, Almaden.
Oh, Almaden.
Nice.
Yes. They did like special menu,
read the menu.
Pooh Man gets all organic fresh fruit.
Thank you.
Because had everything.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you got the sliced flank steak meat every day.
You're welcome.
Vinny got the a la carte scrambled eggs, potato, sliced bacon, sausage links, served with flour tortillas for your burrito.
Actually, I want that. I haven't eaten yet, so I'm going to eat that.
Spicy poetic sausage for Vaughn.
Vaughn likes hot sauce.
Oh. And I got apricot French toast.
Fresh
baked apricot bread. It was so good. I am so sweet, aren't I? Did I get everybody?
What did Bryn have?
She said that the egg scramble would be for Bryn, but he's still on paternity leave, so they must have printed this out before this week.
And then I was like, hey, Bryn's back.
Where are they at? Are they in the Blossom Valley, or are they farther east?
Come here, Emily. Here, put these on so you can hear everything.
Good
Emily
morning.
Gonzalez,
good
morning. Everyone.
Good morning. We are in the South Bay off of Blossom Hill.
Blossom Hill. I live right there. Where right there are you at?
By the Chuck E. Cheese, Blossom Hill, and Coosier.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know it well.
Cup and Saucer, people.
So, Cup and Saucer, family restaurant.
Thanks, you guys.
Oh, it's a whole day. It's not just a breakfast.
Lunch, and dinner.
Great.
Served all day.
Closing early on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
Gotta go watch the game.
Just say that. Go Eagles.
Sure. Go Eagles! Yeah!
Go Patriots.
Sorry, Sarah.
It's all right. I don't care. I'm very used to the Pats being the most hated team. Hey, I don't have a show sheet or a...
Oh, shucks. It's right here.
So shucks. Listen.
Here, I'll give it to me.
Have you seen... I forget the full title, but The Death of Gianni Versace yet?
I haven't. Did you watch it?
I've started watching it.
How many parts is it? Is this one of those American crime story
there's
things?
A few episodes, at least. Well, I've seen two now, or one and a half.
How's Ricky Martin doing?
He's great.
Is he? Good.
I'll tell you something. So you remember when this happened, right?
Of course.
It was in 97. Yep. So we were new here.
We were just children.
Right. We were picture that just got posted the other day.
Oh, my God.
By the way, that got ridiculous number of likes.
Oh, it did? What did it get?
I don't know.
Thousands
of likes. Oh, my God. There's a picture of us, and honestly, we look like... Somebody made the comment that we look like fetuses, which I'm going to go ahead and agree with.
We do look brand new.
Yeah. Oh, I got two copies of that. I don't think that's mine.
Anyway, I remember this happening. I remember the manhunt for the guy who committed the murder. I remember there were other murders prior to him tracking down Versace. So he was already wanted before he...
Andrew
Cunanan. The thing is, this is the catch but with this stuff. So he's just a loser wannabe, fame whore, who wants...
This is the murderer.
The murderer. Right. He's just a guy he's a no-talent guy who wants to be famous and wants to have and loves nice things and thinks but he's also just a liar and has no way to ever achieve the things that he covets.
Is the story basically about him?
That's the thing. So as you're watching it, no, it's about Versace too. As a matter of fact, who knew that fashion, I mean, I knew fashion paid, but Jesus. the guy's so wealthy, and you just, I've never seen, no one I know has ever worn anything Versace.
Right.
You?
Size zero? No.
Yeah,
well,
no.
I can't afford it.
I wouldn't even know where to go to get it. Can I get
Gucci.
That at Nordstrom?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, you could probably, no, I bet you can't get it at Nordstrom. You'd
you
have
think,
to
like,
go
Saks?
To the, yeah, you'd have yeah. to go the next step up.
Right.
but I'm sure somewhere here in this city, they have a boutique
I'm sure,
or someone
right.
who sells their stuff, but really...
I feel like even if I saw a Versace boutique, I'd go, well, I can't afford anything in there.
Immediately.
And also, I couldn't pull off anything in there.
Anything
like, you gotta be a certain person
yeah.
to pull off
yeah,
Versace.
Yeah, size zero.
Right.
Anything
I've
ever
add
seen
a one to that, at least.
That guy's designed is... frankly, over the top and unwearable.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
you just go.
I don't know.
Oh,
what do you
wow.
mean? Oh, who right,
show me something that looks like something people could wear
oh,
by Versace.
You don't want just the over the top stuff?
I want that too, sure. Okay. But I mean, I've seen some of that. I want to see something that Versace, like, well, you know, mainstreamed him enough to have that kind of money.
For black tie events, this stuff's amazing.
Oh, that's true. Like the gowns.
Oh, do you
and
have
that
Versace?
The, yeah. Are there
tux?
Suits too? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Versace yeah. suits, tuxes. Yeah.
You have one?
No, that's out of my price range. I
mean, what does it cost for a Versace tux?
Oh, my God.
Hey, remember that story yesterday? Did you see it? Where they said we were pronouncing Versace wrong.
Yeah, is it Versace?
Possibly. What's her name? What's her name?
Donatella.
Yeah.
$2,500.
She said we're pronouncing it wrong.
$2,500 for a Versace tux?
Yeah.
That actually sounds reasonable.
I thought
that that's what a good tux cost.
Mm.
So
I don't know. I mean, I never bought.
Okay,
a
Sarah.
I what do I know?
Money bags.
My God.
Anyway, the movie shows this pretty despicable guy, and you watch or TV show, whatever that thing is. I guess it's a TV show. They show he's just despicable and hateful, and you don't like him because
right.
you can see he's just someone who he wants to be something. He
but
just
he doesn't
has,
want to do any work. To
well,
be
yeah, he has
it,
no
or,
means. He has right. no abilities and no talent and. And hasn't done any work to go get it and make it happen. But he kills this guy. And after he does it, you see him having this celebratory moment in his own car as after he's escaped. He's at first I'm like, is he crying? And then you realize he's celebrating.
Ugh.
And I'm watching it and I'm thinking, what they're showing you is him celebrating the possibility that he will one day be in the movie
infamous.
That you're watching. And I'm having this own sick to my stomach moment.
Like
as
his dream is coming
his,
true.
Yeah. His dream is coming true. So here he is in this car celebrating. I did it. I did something
that's
that
gonna,
will make me
right.
famous. And you're watching it going, and I'm watching what he's celebrating right here. And you can see why the family doesn't want this thing made. And you go... and then you keep watching because you need to know what happens. But it's
you're part of the problem.
Well, I didn't know they were going to get me the way they got me, but the movie maker, the TV director
right.
got me.
Right.
Like, there it was. It was like, oh, here's a person whose only means to fame was to do something awful, and now he's happy with himself.
Yeah, he can die now.
Because he knows that... someone's going to make this a TV show someday.
And 20 years later, I'll still remember his name.
I read an article, I don't know if it was Reddit, Yahoo, something, a couple of days ago. This girl said, what's his name, Andrew, spent
Cunanan.
Time here in the city, Haight Street. Did it start in SF?
It starts in San Francisco
yeah.
in 1990. Versace,
yeah.
Gianni Versace, or Johnny, I don't know what they...
Johnny, yeah.
He was the costume designer for the opera.
Here?
And so here
Boom
in
it.
San Francisco. So it starts
awesome.
With him in a club, in Johnny Versace in a club, and this guy somehow working his way like these people do through the VIP area to get to him, to get a conversation going. And he's clearly not taking... the hint that Versace's trying to pick this dude up. Like, dude, I'm trying to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
Can you please stop talking to me about not... And finally he realizes this guy's not going away. So he says, could you get me a drink? And gives the guy an audience for a second because he
otherwise,
basically
he's
doesn't
not
have
be
a choice.
Able to get him.
Right.
Right.
So there's the meeting, and they end up having a small connection there. because the guy's a liar. Well, the guy's like, oh, my family's from Italy, and my and he must have read up because he knew the right things to drop.
It's like that fake Rockefeller guy who told everyone he's a Rockefeller and got millions of dollars on loans because he said he was a Rockefeller.
Oh,
it's a good name to have.
Anyway, I don't know the name. The like they show the club name, and I went, I don't know that.
So this girl on the story I read said that she was playing basketball. It was in the Haight, the Panhandle, and she was playing basketball by herself, just a young girl growing up. And Andrew gave her $5. He was watching her slyly, and that was it. That was the end of it. And she didn't know why this man was handing her $5, but
weird.
He liked the way she played,
and gave her $5.
And thanks she went home.
And she was how old?
Like 12.
Oh, God.
And she goes, the day I met Andrew.
And how do you know this person?
I don't know it. I read it.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Some story.
Oh, just an article.
Yeah, an article.
Just
random
thing.
I'm up at 3 a.m. on Saturday, and I read this article.
Did she know it was him because then years later?
No, not till later. Years later, she did.
She saw the pictures of him and went, oh, my God, that's the dude.
That's the weirdo. That's the weirdo.
That is weird.
And she knew that it was wrong, but she took the money, and she bought candy.
Oh, that's what I would have done, too.
Yes, me too.
Candy.
Well, it's a trip. So I thought, you know, maybe you'd want to watch it, but I wanted to warn you that this is what this person wanted.
Right.
And this is why this person, and I'm not even finished it yet, so I don't even know how much worse it gets. They haven't even shown his murder spree. It starts with him.
Meeting up with Johnny Versace.
Right.
Yeah, honestly, every time I hear about a new good show, I'm like, oh, damn it, there's another one I got to watch. Like, I've started four shows, and John and I sometimes will sit and talk for 15 minutes about which one we want to go back to. Like, we've got The Alienist going, Nightfall. We keep talking about going back to Mad Men and Breaking Bad.
Well, those are a long commitment.
I know. Long. Dexter, we're four or five episodes in. We keep like going, like, oh, what about this one?
Ray Donovan's over.
Yeah, Ray Donovan's over. It's nice to actually close the door on the show.
They jumped it.
It's nice to say, okay, well, that one I can take off my list. And now I hear about this one. I still haven't watched the OJ one. I'm like, oh, that sounds good. I got to watch it. No, I'll never get to it.
I'm so sad we might miss Star Trek. It sounds like we're going to miss Star Trek this week.
Yeah,
of the Super Bowl.
We are.
Sounds like we're going to miss it.
Yep. We are. Unless you come over and, you know, put the pressure on or something.
Oh, please. John will...
I know.
Eat him up and spit him out.
You won't be into... You wouldn't like John on a football day. What?
Just bought two beautiful parakeets and named them after two of my favorite family members, Sarah and Vinny.
Cool.
We're parakeets. OC. Send us a picture of Sarah and Vinny, the parakeets. The budgies. Oh, that's funny.
And by the way, lastly... what is her name? The lady they picked to play Donatella is so gorgeous.
Oh, Penelope Cruz,
right.
And actually, it's funny, because you're watching it, you go, I seem to have seen really hideous pictures of this Donatella Versace, but she's gorgeous. So I looked it up, and she is someone who, through surgery and sun exposure and cigarettes, has destroyed she was more of a handsome woman. In her day.
Right.
She had very...
strong features.
Right. But what she's done now, she looks like a Muppet. Mm-hmm. Like with the just overdone mouth and
kind of the heavy lids. And she's got like a whole... I don't know. Donatella is like super recognizable and bold features. Strong features.
I couldn't... I looked at it... at her. It's like... I couldn't kiss her. There aren't enough drinks.
How about if you just go turn around?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why I'd want to do that.
Just to say you did it.
I wouldn't.
I don't know.
You know what?
Guess who I notched my belt with?
I would.
Donatella Versace.
I think most people would go, well, let me look that lady. What? Why did it? What was wrong with you that day?
The lighting was low.
God. No,
I'd take it up drinking again.
Yeah, I mean, you really...
she's 62.
But Ricky Martin's good.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they have a...
Is he the one that...
He's the boyfriend.
Okay. Yes, but is he in the first scene? Is he the guy he's trying to pick up on in the club?
No.
So that's
No, they are. They have an open relationship right there in plain view. Like, there's a point where Ricky and a dude are in bed, and Versace's, like, trying to make art. And he's like, come to bed with us. And I'm all, oh, that's heartbreaking. But Versace just looks over, and there's two handsome dudes in bed about, you know, and Ricky Martin rolls the man over and gets on top of him. And I'm like, oh, like, that, you wouldn't be able to watch your... You wouldn't want to watch. I wouldn't want to watch my girlfriend do that.
Well, no.
Like, unless you're into that.
But some people are totally fine with it.
And he just watches, and then all right, starts going back to his little sketch. That's the life.
Yeah, that's funny.
They do very controversially show that he's HIV positive, and the family denies it entirely.
Oh,
they say he had cancer. It wasn't
really
that.
Oh,
you liars.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, the family has real problems with the
I would too, because, like I said, you see this scene where the boy is celebrating the murder, and you just go, oh, this is what he wanted. He wanted fame more than anything and had no talent.
Right.
And no means.
What happened to Andrew? Is he the one who they found in the... Like, is he dead?
He committed suicide on someone's boat.
That's
whatever.
Right.
We haven't gotten to that part yet.
Okay,
Versace movie is riveting. There will be Golden Globes and Emmys for the series. Although, that I guess that'll be next year.
Yeah. It's early in the year.
Who said that?
Some texter.
Just a text?
A texter.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty trippy.
510.
Anyway, sorry.
Are you watching that with your girlfriend?
We did. Well, she'd seen the first episode and said, you got to watch this.
Oh.
And I said, okay. So I watched two episodes last night. That's why it's top of mind.
So you're not watching it together?
No, we watched. She rewatched the first one with me, and then we watched the second one.
Well, listen, guys, it's Friday. Yeah. I want to say thank you to Cost Plus World Markets. Jill sent. I know, shame. Jill heard me talking about my kid getting his apartment and sent a little gift over, a little housewarming for my Riley.
Sweet.
I know.
Is it a new refrigerator?
So it is. How did you know?
Awesome.
That's amazing. I didn't even realize they had those at Cost Plus. No, she's super generous. And we heard you're shopping for your son's new apartment. Your friends at Cost Plus World Market are here to help you out. That's true. You know, that's actually a good housewarming gift. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for one. I've done that before. Like, oh, you got a new place. Here you go. Cost Plus.
Woo-hoo. Ooh, since we're plugging, I went yesterday to a client. I'm going to take my headphones off
since
so you can
plugging.
See.
Hooman, rev up.
All right, hold
Gas
on.
Gas your
let
engine.
Me,
oh,
you're next. Coming up for a minute.
Oh, you got your hair done at this new client.
Yeah. It's a salon, Bebo, in downtown Oakland.
Yeah.
They're becoming a new client, and we're trying to work a lot of things out. So
they did your hair.
Oh, so they were sweet. Oh, and my eyebrows that haven't been done in like 2.5 months.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, I can see my eyes again.
They're all cleaned up.
Yeah, I get
really?
Bushy.
They were hanging over
yeah,
your eyes?
Yeah, they were. They were into my nose, Vinny.
Would you get a little cut?
Not a cut, just blow dry, wash.
Oh, they gave you a style.
Yeah, and then my mustache, they took care of that.
Oh, they waxed that right off?
Yep.
Nice.
That's good. Bebo, thank you so much.
Oh. Well, listen.
We'll be hearing more about them.
Support the sponsors that support the show. That's
Oakland,
how we bring it to you
Oakland
for free.
Proud, yes.
As the mayor of your fan club, we'd like to hear less mustache talk.
You know, it's a truth.
Ball got him.
Well.
Ball got him.
I'd like to say. Yep.
Less no mustache, need. More boobs.
Yeah, no need for that talk.
Let's talk about that wild hair on your nipple.
Ooh, let me see if it's
don't
there.
Talk
Hold
about
on.
That. Gonna... That's a bad idea.
You got it going right now?
How do you know that she's got that?
She's told us.
It's not there right now.
Well, again, as the mayor of your fan club, I've blocked that out, too.
I was going to say, sure you remember
that. Like, wraps around my nipple. No, I'm kidding.
Don't laugh about that. That's not funny. That is not funny.
And you're taking up Hooman's time to plug. All right, Hooman,
go. Ahead, Hooman.
I just
want to
say I'm excited about what the San Francisco Symphony is doing. They've got Star Wars with a live orchestra, Amadeus with a live orchestra, West Side Story with a live orchestra.
So exciting.
Yeah, so... San Francisco Symphony.
Yeah.
The symphony, everyone.
Bravo.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is Friday. Welcome to the Friday world.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.